MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. As the government shutdown appears to be ending, state lawmakers were called back to the roundhouse by the governor to approve a spending bill and give more power of the purse strings to the governor. On Monday, lawmakers approved by a 52-9 vote more than $162 million in funding for food assistance that should last through mid-January if needed. If the federal government shutdown ends and the SNAP money is no longer needed, the funding would revert back to the Medicaid Trust Fund at the end of December. Lawmakers also approved moving $30 million from the General Fund to the emergency fund, which will replenish the $30 million on SNAP benefits for the first 10 days in November. On Sunday, Chavez County deputies and New Mexico State Police responded to a domestic situation in a moving vehicle. The suspect, 59-year-old Otis Ray Cloud, was taken into custody off of a dirt road near US 70. The female victim was located in the vehicle and brought to safety. Initially, the victim reported another man was also involved and had fled the scene before officers arrived. However, 911 dispatchers heard Cloud instructing the victim to make up a story because he did not want to go back to prison. Cloud was arrested and charged with kidnapping, aggravated battery against a household member, interference with communications, intimidation of a witness, and DWI. If you live in Eddy County and have been affected by the government shutdown, the United Way of Eddy County can connect you to food, financial, and other necessary resources. Call 211 or 575-628-0056 for more information. And the city of Hobbs is looking for volunteers to help celebrate Thanksgiving in a special way by spending a little time giving thanks and giving back at the Hobbs Animal Adoption Center by walking a dog, sharing some love, and helping serve the special Paws Giving meal. It happens 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, November 22nd. And whether you can stay for a few minutes or a few hours, your time means the world to the pets waiting for their forever homes. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.